USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I would not trust Donald Trump, and it would have to be a credible source of information.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris making those comments regarding any potential coronavirus vaccine. Harris, continuing on CNN, was asked about scientists and the FDA having the final word on the vaccine.
If past is prologue, that they will not. They'll be muzzled. They'll be suppressed. They will be sidelined.
Those comments do contradict what Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Thursday, where he said a coronavirus vaccine would not be released publicly if it weren't safe. Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown says she hasn't sent the National Guard troops to Portland to quell the continued unrest there because she believes they're not trained for the job or needed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's the sound of many boats taking part in a boat parade for President Trump in New Jersey. Boat parades like this have been happening all across the country. President Trump, with no public events scheduled on Saturday. Same thing for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, although Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence will both be in Wisconsin on Monday. 11 people were arrested and 3 officers were injured late Friday during protests and rioting in Rochester, New York, over the death of Daniel Prude. According to an autopsy, Prude died in March from complications of asphyxia in the settling of physical restraint. Video footage from the city shows a bus stop being lit on fire. Video out of Rochester also shows protesters shutting down restaurants by smashing tables and harassing patrons into leaving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the November election draws near, at USA Radio Network, our goal is to arm you with the facts on the important races across the country. One of the ways we hope to do this is by fact-checking the campaigns, both Democrats and Republicans, as they hit the road campaigning across the country. We will look at what the candidate is saying now versus what they said about the issue previously. Let's begin by taking a look at what Joe Biden said on Monday about fracking. Biden, speaking in western Pennsylvania, said this.
With a clean energy strategy, that is a place for the energy workers right here in western Pennsylvania. I am not banning fracking. Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking, no matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
Let's compare that to what Biden said in March during one of the Democratic presidential debates.
No more, no new fracking. And by the way, on the Recovery Act, I was able to make sure we invested $90 billion in making sure we brought down the price of solar and wind that is lower than the price of coal. That's why not another new coal plant will be built.
Biden's campaign releasing a statement saying he meant to say he would not allow new federal land drilling leases. After hearing both clips from the Democratic presidential candidate, it's up for you to decide. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.